I'm Kate. It is a pleasure to have with me in the studio, Jana LaDuke. Jana, how are you?
I'm so great. How are you doing?
I am so great. It's an honor to have you in the studio. I mean, I see you at events all over the place and you're getting very popular, but it's a pleasure to have you in studio today. So thank you so much. And we're getting excited for this Friday, the Tailgate Music Festival at Ketterson Park in Mitchell. Tell us a little bit about Tailgate.
I'm so excited about it. This is going to be a really fantastic festival. So it's a, it's kind of a small town vibe in that we have lots of local artists coming out, which is fantastic. We've got Max Smith, Amelia Jordan, Adam Cousins, Bradley Hale, and myself as supporting artists. And then you have, you know, the great big festival feel in that we have this amazing headliner, Stephen Lee Olsen, who's coming out. So I'm so excited about that aspect of the festival. It feels really dynamic and you kind of get the best of both worlds. And I'm even more excited that it's going to be fantastic weather-wise.
Oh my gosh, it's beautiful.
It's awesome. I was a little worried about that, but you know what? It's going to be great. So we're green light. It's all a go.
Yeah, this September has been gorgeous so far and it's so great. We're getting an awesome Friday evening. When does Tailgate kick off this Friday?
So the doors open right at 5. So, I mean, you should maybe take the afternoon off work and, and join us early if you can. But the music gets going shortly after 5, probably around 5:20. And we're playing straight through right till midnight. So it's going to be, you know, jam-packed evening of just live music. Very little changeover in between bands. It's going to be fantastic.
Oh, I can't wait. It's going to be so much fun. This is a fundraiser. The Tailgate Music Festival is a fundraiser for West Perth Village. And what do they do at West Perth Village for people who don't know?
So the West Perth Village is a really great organization and it's kind of an all-encompassing place for seniors. They have long-term care, they have outreach programs, and you know, I think it's just, it's really neat and it's an amazing thing to be a part of a festival that's giving back to the community that's out there supporting them. So it's a great organization and you know, it just makes this festival feel even better.
So many music festivals in Perth County, they're always for a great cause, and that's what I love about our community. We're always supporting each other and always supporting great causes like that. So Jana, you are known around Perth County. You know, like everybody's heard of you, I think at least once or seen you out and about playing music, and you've been recording in Nashville lately. You're traveling.
I have. It's been a really wonderful experience. I've been working with a producer from actually St. Mary's, Ontario, originally, Darcy John. He moved to Nashville, oh my goodness, maybe 10 years ago now. And he's been so great in helping me put this record together and helping me to make it sound exactly the way I want it to sound and kind of keeping that traditional country feel with the Jana spin on it that I'm sure lots of people know about. I've got a bit of a rockier edge to me sometimes, but I love traditional instruments. I love fiddle and steel, and I love big background vocals, and that's always been at the forefront of my mind when I'm writing songs and recording songs. So he's been really wonderful. And a local guy from here, Blair Smythe, he played bass on my record, which is fantastic, and he's actually coming home to play bass at the festival. So
Yay! Yeah.
I'm trying so much to keep it, you know, keep with local people and local family and friends, but also it's just been so amazing to be in Nashville and experience country music from Nashville's perspective.
Right.
And it's just been incredible.
So awesome. And so you do have music coming soon, very soon to be released. You're working on an album in Nashville.
I am. So I've got 12 songs recorded. We're just kind of in the final stages right now of, you know, mixing and mastering. And so I'm hoping to be able to start releasing music within the next month or two, which is pretty exciting. But I've got 7 original tunes planned to play at Tailgate this Friday. So if anyone wants a sneak peek, that's where you're going to get a big chunk of them, is Friday night at Tailgate.
Sweet. Okay. And you do have a sneak peek for us today. You've brought your guitar with you. Do you want to tell us a bit about the song you're playing?
I do. Yeah. This song's called God and Discipline, and it's a story about a man who grew up on my dad's home farm, which was in the Ottawa Valley. And I'll try and make an exceptionally long story short. He didn't have the best upbringing, and he lived in a house for boys that was run by the church. And he came to kind of an untimely end, and things didn't go well for him. And I know my grandma and grandpa specifically were heartbroken when they read the story about what had happened to him and how he ended up. So I'll leave it at that, and I'll play the song for you.
Okay, great. Take it away.
Thanks.
Kid from the hammer, got no chance when you come from a family of 10. Old man had no choice but to hand him over to those savage holy men. Yeah. Danny's gonna do the hit, and I'll be keeping six. In and out and down the road to the farmhouse in the sticks. Driver turned to rabbit, no loyalty with these. Seems God has no compassion for those that don't believe, yeah. It's hard and petty thieves, those with the original sin. They said, give us all your wayward boys, we'll give them God and discipline. Said not to worry, everything is fine. The bad guy's on his deathbed with a bullet in his spine. His driver turned to rabbit, no loyalty with these. Seems God has no compassion for those that don't believe. It's hot and all petty thieves, those with original sin. They said, give us all your wayward boys, we'll give them God and discipline. Give them God and discipline. God and discipline. God and discipline.
Woo woo! That was awesome.
Thank you.
Will we be hearing that one at tailgate on Friday?
Absolutely. With a full 8-piece band.
Amazing. Yeah. Oh man. Yeah, this was just the acoustic version.
So. Very acoustic of a rockier song. But yes, we got all the boys are ready to go. It's going to be fantastic.
Oh my gosh. Well, Jana, I cannot wait. It's going to be great. Friday, September 20th for the Tailgate Music Festival at Ketterson Park in Mitchell. And Jana, thank you so much. Where can we get our tickets for Tailgate?
Last week, they were over 80% sold out. So I believe we're encroaching upon the sold out status. Mm-hmm. So there are some tickets online. I've also got tickets, and I'm around for the next day or two, and I'm happy to run them, especially locally to Stratford, Milverton, Mitchell, St. Mary's, all my old stomping grounds, and well, still my stomping grounds. So if anyone needs them, send me a message on Facebook or Instagram. I'm happy to deliver them, or check out the Tailgate website, and there's some available online there as well.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much, Jana LaDuke. We can't wait to see you at Tailgate this Friday.
Thank you.